If the past week will go down in Ireland's history books as a low point to the nation's modern history, in Rome, the future of Irish cinema is showcasing the best of what this small but vibrant industry has to offer. The fourth edition of the Irish Film Festa presents Irish films, documentaries, and animated movies to the wider European public as part of the Rome Film Festival. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Irish Ambassador to Italy, Pat Hennessy, about the event.
The quality of cinema in Ireland has developed and strengthened enormously over recent years, and I think this is a reflection, first of all, of the quality of the work that underpins the cinema, the writing, the wonderful books, the wonderful stories that are there. But also, we have developed a considerable amount of technical expertise in the cinematic area. There are now excellent facilities for both production and post-production. There's a pool of skilled professionals who can fill all of the many technical and different jobs that are required in the making of movies. So I think from all of those perspectives, the cinematic world in Ireland has developed enormously, and we're now an excellent location for production, and this is increasingly recognised around the world.
Looking at a film festival such as this, which is here in Rome, again, looking at two countries, how can you think this festa strengthen relations between Italy and Ireland and maybe involve itself in co-productions?
Well, we have been working at this particular festa to find new ways of strengthening that relationship. And the area you mentioned, co-productions, is one that we have been working on with a particular focus this year. It's a mark of the success of the Film Festa now in its fourth year, that we have enlarged the programme. Of course, we have the showing of the movies, which is extremely important. But this year, we an important part of the programme was a workshop held yesterday here at the Casa del Cinema on co-production. And it involved professionals from the Irish film industry, representatives from the Irish Film Board, the Irish Film Commission. From Italy, you had Media Desk Italy. And all of these people came together with practitioners in the movie business to talk about co-production. And there was a real sense of dynamism from that event. And I think you're going to see many more co-productions in the future.
With regard to economics and keeping funding alive for film and the arts, how can Ireland continue to do that? How can it continue to keep its talent in the country? How can it develop a new generation of filmmakers? Because if there are funding cuts, you can't do that.
Well, I think there is a very strong recognition in Ireland that our cultural inheritance, our cultural patrimony, if you like, is one of the most important and distinguishing characteristics of Ireland, of the Irish people. It's something we have a great tradition in. It's something we're good at, and it reflects well on our creativity and our capacity for innovation. This is as true in industry as it is in culture, and I think by being able to demonstrate, as we do, that we bring that freshness of thought, that creativity, that ingenuity to bear, whether it's in culture or in industry, whether it's in cinema or in the high technology areas, it's all of a piece with promoting and strengthening the perception of Ireland as a place in which to invest, a place in which to live, and a place in which real human values are fully reflected.
You talked about reflecting Ireland abroad and having arts festivals, cultural festivals like that. Does Ireland and the government see it as a surefire way to really show on to almost like an ambassador for Ireland abroad, as it were?
Very much so. We find that there is tremendous interest around the world in Irish arts and in the work of Irish artists. And this is something that, notwithstanding the obvious difficulties, that we are very keen to encourage. And perhaps more than ever in challenging times, we want to draw attention to these very specific strengths that Ireland has, and to, as I say, that pool of creativity and capacity to innovate, which reflects across all spheres of human activity.
There's some very interesting films at this Irish Film Fest. One in particular was nominated for an Oscar. Again, showing the dynamism of creativity and work that goes into film.
It's been very encouraging in recent years that quite a number of Irish films have been nominated for Oscars. They've been successful at major international festivals such as Cannes and Sundance and others. And I think that's a recognition in the international cinema world that the quality of work being done in Ireland is first class and is on a par with what's available anywhere else. I think we bring a kind of originality which is appealing to audiences, and I think you're going to see a stronger and bigger Irish footprint in the cinema world in the future.
I just wanted to ask you, just with regard to a lot of films in the past, a lot of foreign films, Ireland was seen as the ideal destination to make a film. Do you think that will continue in the future?
Well, Ireland does have a lot to offer as a location for filmmakers. There is a great deal of government support for the filmmaking industry through bodies like the Irish Film Board and the Irish Film Commission. This partly involves attractive financial packages which make filmmaking worthwhile, but it also reflects the availability of logistical support through these state bodies, and it reflects the fact that there is available a pool of very considerable talent, whether it's of actors or of technical and professional people who can make a production work really well, and we find that's a big draw in bringing many filmmaking companies to Ireland.
Finally, I just wanted to ask your overall impressions of the Film Festa.
Oh, I think there's a wonderful dynamism about it. It's great to see it getting bigger every year. The range of movies that are shown convey very well the excitement and the dynamism that we find in the Irish film industry at the moment. So I think it's a very good week for Ireland and Rome.